Aeon Bolson.
A lot of people bring up the question, was Bruce Lee a real fighter?
If I tell you I'm no good, you know I'm lying.
Bruce was a brilliant fighter. I saw him beat up a guy on the set of the Into the Dragon. It was a gangbanger, a Tong member, who started giving him a bad time.
Pound for pound, I think he's probably one of the best fighters.
He had tons of street fights. With that kind of speed and footwork, he'd be a hell of a 135-pounder.
He was 130-something pound lethal weapon.
Just put it this way. I have no fear of opponent in front of me. They do not bother me.
He has all the attributes that make a good fighter. He has the agility, he has the balance, he has the coordination, he has the dexterity.
And that should I fight? I have made up my mind, and that's it, baby. You better kill me before.
People say, was he the toughest man that ever lived? He was 130, 35 pounds. You grab him and, out the window. And that isn't to put him down. He was an entertainer and the best.
If he wanted to become an MMA fighter today, he would easily been that fighter that everyone fears.
His technique was beautiful. Perfect technique.
I don't care how good you are, 135-pound wrestler. You fight Brock Lesnar, you're going to lose.
The bigger guy, equally trained, is always going to beat the littler guy.
But the fact is, it wasn't about mass, because he would just put it down no matter how big you were.
But then again, everybody's chin is different, you know?
Whether Bruce Lee was a great fighter or whether Bruce Lee wasn't a great